Hello, and welcome to the second playing through of PLO Vengabus that I just turned off. Tech Lady, yeah, intro take two. Tech Lady knows some things. And TPP. Or TPP, just turn off the stove. You picked the wrong time to start cooking. Yeah, I know, right? We need to check Snapchat.
TPP, sorry, you're about to turn on...
13! Oh, damn, I was going to guess 13.
13.
We've got like four people guessing now, maybe. Tech Lady's guessing.
Intro take two, yeah. Sorry, it took a while to get here. 13, 15, 15, 10. Slow day today. Oh, kind of wet though. 14. I'm gonna go right in the middle. I'm gonna go 14. Yeah. Well, why are you showing me this? 14, I reckon. I go 14.
You reckon 14?
Yeah.
I reckon
24. I reckon that might be a little bit on the.
I'm gonna add the day and the month together.
What's that? 15.
It's 15.
Someone's already guessed 15. You can't just steal all TPP's guesses. That all you do.
Oh, he's going to get in for 15. I thought he wasn't going to be in the show for 15 minutes. 20. All right, I won't pick 15 then.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, he was showing me Snapchats, and there was a lot of them. Yeah, from
yeah, there's a lot of Snapchats.
Look at that fucking car down there going over the line. What does he think he's doing? Doesn't even know the law. Okay, he's still going through them. So I like how he's listening to them without sound, or watching them without sound, so he's not even seeing stuff. Yeah, we do have an official Snapchat.
Oh, there we are.
Oh, he is watching. Well, look at him. Oh, he's watching the cars go past as well. Did you see that? He watched the car as it went past. He was like, oh, there's a car there.
Yeah, look at
him. We need him to have a button that detects red light runners, and he hits the button as he goes past.
You can probably, like, train cats.
There's a bunch of animals you could train to do it, I reckon, but it's, like, quite a complicated thing, right? They have to look at the red light.
Oh, he's on the keyboard.
Because they could easily tap when a bus goes through, but a red light might be differ. Yeah, he watches the screen. It's cool. Okay, so just to go over... TPP and Hugh have the exact same number, but TPP's got first dibs, so he decides whether they split it.
All right, I'll pick a different number.
Okay.
I'll add some numbers I have next to me.
Okay, well, I'll say 14's already taken, so is 13, so is 10, and so is 420 or 24.
What about 12?
12's not taken.
Cool, because, yeah, I've got 1984 on my desk, so 84, 8 plus 4, 12.
It's actually the Spanish 1984, so it's... Le 1984.
It would actually be 1984. Ochenta y cuatro.
Really? I don't know what's or is it Muneva or
1900.
Oh, he's changing
ochenta
it up.
It's just N, by the way.
1984 was written in English originally. It's like quite strong England in it.
I think he's saying, isn't le 1984 French?
Oh, yeah. Which what's the particle correct in Spanish?
I think you would say los. I think it's
los 1984.
Like multiple.
Yeah.
And masculine.
1984 is masculine? Yeah, I guess it's a masculine book.
And I think it's multiple. Oh, look at that guy. Yeah.
In it. You know what else is
it's
English?
It's super England-y. I think it's based in London, which is the centre of Oceania. Yeah.
Which is always weird. There's like a lot of those terms in there.
I was really confused when I first started reading it because I'm like, I live in Oceania. Like, yeah. It already exists.
You know what gets me is when fantasy novels talk about going north where it's colder.
Yeah.
It always throws me for a throws a spanner in the works about going north.
Oh, man.
It's warmer. Oh, that's right.
So in England, you drive north and like it just has north on the signs.
Okay.
Like drive this way to the north.
To the north.
And Adele loved it because she likes
it's like, it's Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yeah.
To the north.
And I'm like, yeah, I guess it's north up there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because up north for us is always fucking hot. Up to north, right? Northern. So I was reading the news the other day. Oh, he's fucking left. I didn't even notice him go. Now I have his microphone as well. Double SS23. Well, I didn't have a bus story. I was just going to talk about the news. I was bantering and he fucking walked away. Well, we could take a bus story. Yes, news story. Hey, we've got a special story this month, don't we? This week, rather. It's not written up in the tech lane or the bus lane.
It's both.
Written in the middle. Or alternatively, Mayor Bus is one story and Hacked is the other.
Could be Bus Mayor.
Oh, yeah, Bus Mayor. You say Mayor or Mayor?
Oh, I say Mayor.
Oh, you say it wrong, okay.
Yeah, but my wife and you say Mayor. Yeah.
Sorry, I guessed, I didn't write it down, but I guessed 14.
And one penalty because he's already guessed one.
What? I already guessed one what?
Well, you've waited till one's already gone past, which gives you an edge.
No, I guessed before that went past. I had already talked about it in the voice.
I didn't hear.
Go back and listen to the recording, motherfucker.
I didn't hear.
Go back and...
I didn't hear.
Fine, one penalty. What does that mean? Does it mean I get closer?
It means if the number is 14, we add or subtract one to it.
What about?
But if it's 13 or 15, nothing.
But that means I can never win.
That serves you right for being late. Ah, that's one more.
Oh, so it is. Look at that.
Serves you right. I'll let you have it. So what do we have?
Isn't there a song about being stuck in the middle with you? Stuck in the middle with you. Yeah, blocking indeed. We do count those, blocking. You didn't hear either. You were at the stove. Doesn't count. I'm sure Pepe heard me. I did guess. Because as we went through with... that was the tune to you, the music... Wait, that was the tune to you, got the music in you. Is that what the song says or something?
I think that's all our guesses.
Yeah.
15! I mean, 24. I like how I...
15! The guess you tried to do.
No, I was like reading the 24 that I just wrote down. Then I read to the end of that line because it wraps around to the 15. And I was like, I read 15. I was like, 15! But it's actually 24. That was the exciting bit. Yeah. 24! How are 24 buses going to go past? That's from
it's kind of like 420. But
remote
it's...
correspondent? But yeah, he's actually quite...
The other correspondent who's actually
local
on
today. To... Yeah, it's
do you remember when
remote.
He spent 20 minutes sending us bus photos?
Oh, yeah. His wife was not happy with that.
Oh, that's how it goes.
She was like, why didn't you come home? And he was like, well, I was just taking videos. Here, like, look at these videos. And she was like...
What the fuck is this?
So, why didn't you come home?
Yeah. It's exactly like 420, mate. See, that's why he picked 24. It's just like 420. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Didn't we start at 420 once?
Didn't we start? Oh, yeah. Remember that time you messed up and you spoke for 20 minutes before realizing that no one could hear you?
So
you
nah, that wasn't when we started at 420.
Do you mean like when we actually started at...
yeah, I think 420? We actually started at 420.
Yeah. We've changed over the years. Back when we first started. Do you know, a lot of people don't know this, Bus Factor history for you.
Oh.
The first episode of the Bus Factor.
While we have everyone here, like you, me, the microphones, the laptop.
The cameras, yeah, okay.
The secondary laptop.
Yeah.
The cameras, okay. And the fans.
Yeah, get to it.
Remote but local.
Yeah. Well, we don't have
while we have all these
the
people, she's incapacitated, I guess.
Incapacitated.
Yeah, she's in a room.
She was in a bus related incident.
Yeah.
It wasn't actually bus related.
Yeah. We've got a story about that. The bus related incident.
Not her bus related incident. That had nothing to do with the bus.
She told me about it.
Oh yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. Fair enough. Yeah. Anyway, so yes, now that we've got everyone here.
While we have everyone here, I am actually on leave next Friday.
Next Friday. Oh, unfortunate.
Should we do a Thursday?
That's fine with me. Thursday'd be fine. Yeah, I think so. Do Thursday, yeah. Because it's so hard to get guests at the moment. I'm real lazy. That's why it's hard.
Right.
There's no external forces making it hard. I'm just real lazy.
Oh, should we not do Thursday?
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. But
yes, I can
am.
See why Thursday'd be fine. Tell you what, I'll try and get a guest on.
All right. If you can't, I can come in.
Your bus factor time's wrong.
Nah, mate.
Yeah, look when it says it finishes.
Oh.
Yeah, it says it's wrong. Yeah, it's wrong. Yeah, isn't it? Well, it's right now. Here is bus vector time set from 4:30 to 6, 5:30.
It's the time I need to be alert and ready for the bus vector.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough.
After 5:30,
tell us the story. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did it, finally got there.
What was the story?
One day, the one that you're going to be away.
I'm not here, sorry. Sorry, fans!
It's okay.
And I'm also busy on Thursday, so, yeah.
Isn't it funny when we meet fans in real life and they're like, oh...
Or, do you want to come up to Brooklyn and we can do a show from there?
What, on Friday?
Yeah.
What are you up there for?
Because I'm there. Party, mate.
Oh, fucking... Nah, pass, thanks.
Rock 1500.
Oh, yeah? Is it ending on Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you and your partner are always doing that, aren't you?
It's a good excuse for a little piss up.
Oh, yeah.
How's that cold sore going?
You really don't need one. Cold sore?
Yeah.
Nah, it's a pimple, mate.
Herpes just there. Oh, yeah.
No,
pimple.
Pimple.
Because the herpes would be slightly above.
Yeah, I know my herpes, and it ain't no herpes.
Oh, I had herpes on my back once.
Herpaderp. You had herpes on your back, or like shingles?
Yeah.
Herpes, right? Yeah.
Did you know it's actually the same chickenpox you had as a kid?
Lies dormant. Like the same virus
Like exactly the same virus. You could call it like Bob, and Bob comes back and becomes shingles. I don't know what that means for me, because I'm quite young. Does that mean I won't get shingles ever again?
To make this story more relatable, let's call this virus Bob. It was Bob who came back and got me. Fuck him. I hate Bob. I think it just means you got shingles. Yeah, it happens. Fuck this bus. Look at him. Who does he think he is going over the line? 23 Kandala. How about you take 23 moments to think about how you're fucked up by going over the line? You see that?
Oh, mate, that's ridiculous. Just don't think this is going to send today.
I don't know.
The start. Because you know how it's like one a day?
Yeah, okay.
Normally I do this. And yeah. I can see the reaction like quite soon after.
Make your own, mate. Twilio's cheap.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know about Twilio, it's an SMS gateway. You can use it to send messages. But the best thing about it is that a bunch of other people use Twilio. Examples include places that do two-factor authentication. It means you can go to the Twilio API, put in your friend's phone number, and say, your Google account verification code is blah, 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 blah. And they immediately think, holy shit, someone just signed us. I've done it to multiple people. I once did it to three people in the office at once. And holy shit, just as it was ratcheting up, I was like, because what happened was, it was so good. I sent it to three different people. And each of them looked at their phone. Well, no, you didn't. Actually, you didn't. Yeah. But like,
I waited. And then I was like,
no, you didn't see it because I remember how it went down. Three people looked at their phone, looked at their computer, and were clearly spooked, like real spooked about it. But they didn't say anything. And then one of them called Hugh over and was like, Hugh, can you come over here? I got this. And Hugh started like going through it with them. Oh, I wonder what this means. And then so I was like, okay, this isn't getting the reaction I want. I want more drama. So I went, oh, Hugh, Ian, what are you guys up to? And then he was like, oh, I got this account verification. And I look around and my boss goes, oh, what? You got... I just got one of those too. And then someone else goes, oh, I just got one. And I'm like, what, guys, you all just got one. And I swear to God, the boss was about to roll like full IR. He was fucking like, okay, holy shit. We've been hacked. We've been compromised. It's all over. But then I was like, it was me. It was me. It was pretty good though.
What a dick rumba.
Yeah. He was, the boss in particular, I think he found it funny later, but at the time he had the look of someone who had just been told like, I don't know, your children are dying or something. And he couldn't switch to finding it funny.
This is kind of like one of his children.
What, the company?
The company.
Yeah. But it's like so good. I've done it to people. I did it to at the cybersecurity challenge one year. I did it to like four people of a different company. And they were just like, oh, snap. Yeah, it was very good. The best part is when someone actually doesn't use Google, but they don't think, I don't use Google. What they think is, holy shit, what Google account have I forgotten about that I've set up 2FA for? What account is this? How do I even prevent this? Because it doesn't tell you what account it is. If you have five Google accounts, you don't know which fucking Google account it is. It just says, Google account's been hacked, bro. Real unfortunate. You could also chain it with a, your account thing has been changed. Your password's been changed if you're really evil.
Yeah.
You want to take a story?
Yeah, sure. Shall we talk about...
You haven't got much news there. I thought so, I didn't got much news.
I don't know. I've got a lot of...
Why are there three things lit up?
We've got local elections coming up. So yep. I've got a lot of political stories to do with the buses.
Okay.
How do we want to split them about?
Well, I see three stories there. So how do we want to split up?
I've got half of one.
Three and a half stories.
All right, fuck, I'll take that one. A bus got fucking hacked.
Oh, shit.
Actually, no, that's wrong.
Okay. You build me up and you break me down.
This bus, I think.
Right, before you carry on, there's a Hooning Vietnamese place in Chu's Lane down the alleyway there. Just letting you know.
Hooning?
Definitely.
I've been down there.
I don't think I've been to the Vietnamese place down there. Wait, that explains the moped. Sorry, carry on. Bus got hacked, but yeah. Actually it didn't. You lied
so
to us.
It's Manchester.
Yeah, Manchester United. Woo!
Not sure if it's United or what's the other one?
Arsenal?
Yeah.
Manchester and Arsenal, mate. The two best teams in the world. I know everything I know about the Manchester Arsenal because I have a friend.
Wait, what moped? English.
It's a Hoonan place. Get it? That explains the moped. It's a Hoonan place.
I'll get you.
It's Hoonan.
I'll get you. Right. Anyway. Manchester. Imagine you're in Manchester.
I've never been, but I'll try. In the governor.
Fuck, he stopped.
Oh, I fucking hate the Queen.
Right. So Manchester, there's some buses. Mate. Imagine you're on a bus in Manchester.
Okay. Oh, is it a double-decker? The double-deckers there with the red double-decker buses. That's what they do in the UK, right? That's the whole Manchester, this, the buses, right?
Oh, in London.
Oh, is it just London? Whenever I think of like an English bus, I'm just thinking of those red double-decker boys.
Oh, mate, I think it exists. There's a sightseeing Manchester.
Oh!
There's a fucking manicuin double-decker bus on Wikipedia.
That's a
designed by the Manchester Corporation Transport Department and built in random places. This is the smallest fucking wiki page I've ever seen.
I've seen smaller. It's a nice looking bus though, right?
What have you seen?
Smaller pages.
Yeah.
The ones where it says this article is a stub. Does that one say this article is a stub?
It is.
Oh, it does, okay.
I mean, we can go to that. Is this like a list of stubs?
There is a list of stubs somewhere, but I think it's like not
stub
on this
markers.
Page.
List of stub templates? Nah, like.
Sorry, mate. Stubby little Wikipedia page.
All right. Anyway, so we are in.
Imagining you're in Manchester. A miserable and cold.
Oh, yeah. So the Manchester double-decker buses were like red and white. So, yeah, as Dad says.
They're all colours, but in London they're red, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it. Look at them. Isn't it?
They call them toasters
fucking,
in
24.
London.
Bump that up. Sorry, one went through a red light. They call them toasters.
Toasters.
Why?
Fucking
Gordium.
Because they get like super hot on the top deck.
Why don't they have AC?
And they look and they look kind of like toasters.
The hot thing I'll give you, but they look kind of like toasters. I'm not sure I buy. He's showing me a picture of a bus. I don't know. I don't think I've ever looked at a bus and thought, yeah, it looks like a bit of a toaster. No, I'm not seeing it, mate. He's looking up more red buses because the first one didn't prove his... Nah. I'm sorry, mate. They're both red, I'll give you that. A red toaster is the same color as a red bus. But, like, beyond that, I'm not sure that I think it's, like, quite the same thing.
All right. Anyway, Manchester.
They look like packets of chewing gum. Don't think I see that one either.
You're imagining you're on a bus in Manchester. It's a double-decker bus.
Yep. Am I at the top?
How did you pay to get on this bus?
Okay, well, am I allowed to use my knowledge of the story to answer? Or do I have to pretend I don't know?
You can decide.
Okay, well, I'm going to say, given my foreknowledge, and it's kind of logical. Originally, I would have said probably cash, because for some reason, when I think of English buses, I think they probably take cash. But, yeah, it's one of those things that as soon as someone's like, no, they don't, I'm like, yeah, how the fuck would they? It's so busy there. So they'd have some kind of electronic ticketing system.
Yep. Like
Manchester, probably My Fair Classic is my guess. I mean, I know it's not, but that would be my guess before now.
It's a good guess.
Yeah.
So what do they use? They've got like an app thing.
Not all buses are double height. Yeah. No. They've got an app. Yeah, they got an app.
Now, this app,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how many people know about security. That car just ran a red light.
It did.
Yeah.
That's why they call him Red Light Runner Steve.
It was a blue car.
That's why they call him Red Light Runner in a blue car Steve.
So, there's an app. Yeah. You can just unpack.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a thing, a file. I think it ended with dot key.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Yeah, so it's an RSA private key.
Oh, but Hugh.
Yeah.
I'm confused. Why would you package your private key? It's got private right there in the name. Why would you?
Well,
put that
because
on the application?
They just don't know. Well, they
it's
they
right there in the goddamn name.
They assume people weren't looking. But yeah, so the app uses this private key to sign a little thing saying you've got a discount, mate. You can have this bus for free or for some discount.
Yeah.
But some people worked out. Hey, I can just. They use like QR codes for the discount as well.
Oh, weird.
It's kind of interesting. Like, you scan a QR code to get on the bus.
Huh. Yeah, I can kind of see how it works. It's, like, reasonably high bandwidth, but it doesn't seem like the best thing to do, if I had to say.
Yeah, but anyway.
I probably wouldn't implement the system like that, personally.
Malicious attacker gets RSA key, generates their own QR code.
Of course, the key is now public now.
Yeah, well, it's still a private key. But
well, yes, it is a private key that is public.
Why is there a fucking fruit fly?
I don't know. There's been a few around the office. It's fucking annoying. I think we need
to kill
fruit flies.
Our reporter is too fucked on lovely drugs. That's what our reporter just said. You can verify this.
That's
Your reporter is too fucked on lovely drugs.
Yep. Not only will I say it, but I also believe it.
Yeah.
You get issued a paper ticket that has a QR code printed on it, and it can be used for multiple trips.
Okay. Ah, that's... Yeah, all right. So, yeah, you can basically
it's not a very
generate your own
electronic
QR code.
System, then, is
oh,
it?
Oh, I know, right?
I do like the Snapper system. I mean, there's things I don't like, but it's pretty good overall. Scan your card, done.
Yeah.
Scan it when you get off. And then scan it again.
I mean, the only problem with the card-based systems is if they use Mafia Classic.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And Snapper, as far as I know, hasn't released their public key, or private key, rather. So it's still secure for now. That I know of, yeah. Like, if they did package it, it'd take a while for someone to find it. Because they use, like, they call it JCOP, like the JCOP-based system.
JCOP,
which is, like, slightly less.
You did some stuff on that, didn't you? You
I spent a little while on the Snapper card. Someone said it's actually the standard that some places in Japan use as well. It's like it's actually a documented like application. It's because it's like a Java-based card. They deploy Java applications to the Snapper card, and then the Snapper card runs those Java applications. But because, of course, that means it's not... that part's the standard, but the application itself is not standardized, so you have to find that specific implementation of the application. Blah, blah, blah. Hard to hack. Couldn't do it. I'm sure there'd be like side channel attacks on like old JCOP-based cards. And if you could find like a real old Snapper that had...
I think you're thinking way too much on this.
I've thought about it before.
I've worked out a way to get free buses in Wellington.
Free buses, yeah, okay.
And free train.
I know a way that works.
Actually, no, free trains, I can get free trains, but a slightly different way to the free buses.
Okay.
You walk on the bus.
Yeah.
You sit down.
Yeah. You're done.
When you get to your stop, you get up and you walk off.
Yeah, good one. Good one.
Free bus.
Yep.
Once I saw a driver actually get angry. So I don't do this.
Yeah, I don't do it either.
Once I saw a driver get angry at a guy that did it. Meanwhile, I've thought of ways of getting around, and I wasn't thinking as technical as you were.
It's real easy. Just walk up and go beep.
Yeah, I was thinking you can walk up. You can have something on your phone that just goes beep.
Yeah, it'd be real easy.
Yeah. You could literally just hold your phone up to it and like, because, like, you can get Snappers on phones.
Yeah, it does make a light up, but, like, the bus driver is presumably not staring at the machine, being like...
Yeah, they literally don't give a shit. Though, except that one guy that, like, just walked on. And the driver was like, hey, you didn't pay. And that was it. He, like, didn't do anything more. He was just, like, got real angry. And I was like, whoa.
But did the guy pay?
What the... No.
Yeah, I mean, what's the bus driver
I was just like, whoa, what the fuck's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
We had that in school. I felt really bad, actually. There were these, like, big guys who in high school who would get on the bus, you know, old, frail bus driver. And they'd just be like, we're not paying today. And the bus driver's just kind of like...
Tramadol, mate.
Whoa, lucky. Get on the trams, mate.
Dream dreams.
That's why they
fucking
call it
the tram dreams, mate.
That's why they call it the tram.
I hope she's not taking all 50 of them. She's just said she's got 50 tramadols.
I'm going to record a wave of Hugh's angry bus driver voice. It was something special, wasn't it? I was going to comment being like, oh yeah, what person made that noise?
Oh, you didn't pay. It sounded too bad. It sounded like...
It sounded real.
It kind of sounded like a bit racist.
It sounded a bit racist. Yeah, yeah. I was going to say that. Because I was going to say, what accent is that?
Oh, it was kind of like an Islander accent.
Oh, a little bit. It was a very bad Islander accent, if that's what you're going for.
Well, it's what the guy sounded like, so yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I should make more noises. Then Pepe will make us more cool music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We could replace all the, like, the drum.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fucking hell. No, now I don't want to make noises.
I remember when we first got sent, he's not driving tonight, apparently. Fuck, where's he parked?
Well, tell the story. God damn it. You always do this.
When I first got the Pepe's track, yeah. I was kind of like, what is this? I was like real confused.
Oh, what song is it? Yeah.
Yeah, and I was listening to it.
Did he write a song?
This sounds familiar, but not super familiar. It took me a long time to work out it was just a cover. Because I was like, cool, he fucking made a song for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a good cover.
I mean, cool, made a good cover. But
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just funny.
With us in it, I like it. Bus Factor.
Bus Factor. Yeah. That's why they call me French Steve. Thank you, I'm honoured, says Pepe. Yeah, well, thank you, we're honoured that you'd take the time to do that for us.
Yeah.
All right, let's take another story. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So they, do you know what, I was reading about the bus hacking story. It's quite loud. Well, now you're just blowing into the microphone. That, you shouldn't, you'd be bad at it. You don't know how sound works, do you? Just like that. The guys who, the people, I shouldn't say guys, the collective who hacked the buses and found the RSAK are like, public transport here sucks.
Oh, we're making it free. What were they called? They were called the pirates.
The bus pirates, something or other. They had a name made up of the word bus and pirates. And they were like, we're doing
this. Bus pirating.
Yeah.
Which sounds like kind of Scandinavian.
It does, right? Yeah.
Which, when I read that, I was like, huh.
And the Scandinavians with their thoughts about freedom. Yeah, but
yep,
so
it was a PIM file.
What?
PIM file.
Oh, PIM. Yeah. I thought you were saying it was a PIN file, like someone who really likes pins. Yeah, anyway, they were like, yeah, they posted it to Tor and were like, yo, hacking, free buses, go ahead, woo! Yeah, I like that. First Buses told us, we're aware of the claim and are investigating with our suppliers.
Fuck, I hate that.
Someone's already popped
the claim.
Holy shit.
Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah, every
the
single
claim.
Time. Every single time.
It sounds like that guy from fucking regional council. We appreciate that your views differ from
ours.
Oh,
yeah, fucking. It's like this diplomatic language.
It's not a fucking view, mate. It's a fucking fact.
Yeah, someone is generating bus things.
I'm still salty that I have to wait 3 fucking months for them to watch an hour's worth of footage.
You know what else is funny? They could at the end of 3 months just go, bro, sorry, fell off the radar.
I know, right?
Gonna do it. What are you gonna do?
They'll probably just be like, doesn't exist.
Yeah, sorry, we just looked at the footage.
Yeah.
Like,
I would not be surprised. I would. But it still looks bad for them. I just don't know.
It doesn't. No one gives a shit.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't look bad.
Except that guy that messaged us.
Was he talking about that, though?
I sent him that.
Oh, yeah.
As, here's some political thing.
Yeah, we have some political news in the works for the bus factor.
Well, there's, local elections going on.
Local elections are, man. It's
what do you think of local elections?
Damn it. Why did you make me Google what shingles was? It's isn't that the instrument that the instrument with the little rings on it? You go
shingles.
Ching,
is,
ching,
what's
ching.
Wrong with googling shingles, mate? Oh. If you saw something gross, you did it wrong. I'm
no,
gonna
shingles
Google.
Are not pleasant looking, and I'm gonna fucking look at some shingly.
Hey,
boy.
I showed my shingles off all the time. You know what was weird?
That you're looking up shingles and staring at the picture. Or something else? Do you want to do something else?
So when I had shingles, shingles follows a rib.
A rib, does it?
Yeah, a single rib. And it's only on one side.
Huh.
Real real weird. So when I had it, it basically started on my spinal.
Yeah, yeah.
On my spine. I was going to say spinal column or something. I don't know.
On your spine, yeah.
Started on my spine and just followed one fucking rib all the way around.
Yeah.
And it was just a rash, just It looked really weird. I showed it off all the time.
I think I missed the wonderful opportunity, unfortunately. I don't know, like...
But if you haven't had chickenpox, I wouldn't have shown it to you. Like, when people were interested, I was like, have you had chickenpox? Because if you haven't, like...
Yeah, give them chickenpox.
And, like, as an adult, that you might just die.
Yeah, yeah. It's like measles, right? It's fucking crazy.
Oh,
it's
measles, like, is super bad.
Measles is making a comeback, man. It is. Oh, yeah, it is coming back.
Oh, there's so many anti-vaxxers, and like, even in New Zealand.
You know that most of the people who haven't got the vaccine aren't anti-vaxxers, right? They're just poor people. Yeah, legit. They did a study. It's less than 20% of people who don't have the vaccine are anti-vaxxers.
That's really sad.
Yeah, it's just poor people.
Like, why do we not, like, subsidize?
We do, but the problem is the people who... The people who are poor, they don't have a chance to go to the doctor. They don't often see a doctor. They don't discuss vaccinations with the doctor. That just never comes up. So where are they going to hear about it? Where are they going to know? They're going to, what, take a day off work to take their kid to, like, the clinic to get a vaccine? Like,
nah. Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of sad.
It's not great. It is, it's not good. It's not good.
Yeah, I suppose, like even if doctors were free.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
the poor people
so much...
still probably wouldn't even go because, like, they have to take time off work.
Yeah, yeah. It's real stuff to get it. Being poor is just horrible.
Yeah. ACC does cover work. So, like, well, ACC is a different thing. But
yeah,
like,
it only covers accidents. But
it's, like, kind of part of our health system.
Yeah, yeah. I don't believe that covers vaccinations, though.
Nah, it won't. Yeah.
I mean, so people say, like...
I'm just thinking, like, comparing to, like, say, the UK with the NHS, like, that just has, like, free global healthcare or national healthcare.
Yeah, I think doctors should probably be subsidized more. We do have the community services card here, which is basically like it's subsidized more if you.
It's like half price of whatever it is. I used to have one way back when I was poor.
Yeah. When you move out of your parents' place and you're like, holy shit, everything is expensive, man. I'm sick and I have to pay for this shit. But I guess if you have parents' money, it's pretty good.
Yeah, so Dad's saying doctor's visits for infants is free in New Zealand.
Oh, that's
but
good.
What we're saying is the problem is the parents might not be able to get time off work.
Yeah.
Like, getting time off work for the parents might actually be quite a hardship.
Yeah, not to mention you do need two vaccinations for it to be effective with the MMR vaccine. So they do go around to schools, but I think...
I recall getting vaccinated at schools. Like, we had, like, a nurse's office there, and, like, we're just, like, going... I think we, like, got, like, groups of people going in, like, half a dozen people, and, like, right,
we did it, like, there was one day when they came around. We never had nurses or anything. But, like, if you missed that day, like, especially truancy is quite prevalent in, those kind of populations. Though I don't off the top of my head know.
Which population?
As a pensioner, I pay $52. Yeah, I pay maybe $70 at the moment for my doctors. I'm in the city, though, so it's, like, pretty pricey. Yeah, around 70. But, I mean, it's annoying because I have to go all the time. Do you know what repeats in New Zealand? So I have type 1 diabetes. I will need insulin for the rest of my life. But every 6 months, I must see a doctor who goes, hey, mate, you got diabetes still? And I go, yeah, mate, still got it. It's incurable. It literally can't be cured. Are you okay there, buddy?
Do they actually ask you each time?
No, they know. The doctor just goes, how's everything? And I go, fine, mate, need more insulin. And he goes, cool, here it is. But, you know, it's like...
So it costs you, like, hundreds of dollars a month, right?
No. Because I only need to go see the doctor once every 6 months or so. That's like 70.
I thought $5. I talked to my cousin. My cousin had... Oh, no. I think he was looking at getting a pump.
Oh, fuck.
And
it.
He was just
fucking
way too much.
So basically, if you get a pump or a continuous glucose monitor, it makes you... It almost is like you don't have the disease, depending on how it all works out. But no subsidy for that in New Zealand. So basically, you will become a massive drain on the health system because you can't... You can't manage it properly without these devices, and the devices aren't subsidized. So it's not super great. And if you get the devices, it's an ongoing cost. You can't just like do it once, so you have to pay hundreds of dollars a month minimum.
So what you're saying is if you were poor and had diabetes, you would be dead.
No. I'm saying being in this country where things aren't subsidized means I will die a lot earlier than if I was in a place with it. So if you're poor, you get the same treatment as me. So I have the same treatment as a poor person. because they would have community services card. You know, give and take a little bit.
But getting the drugs though, like, would if I was poor, would I just have to go to the fucking hospital?
No. So you'd have a prescription, right?
Yeah.
Which costs $5, and that gives you 3 months worth of drugs. So $5 every 3 months.
Oh, so your meds are like $5 a month.
Yeah, they're subsidized, yes.
Oh, right. I thought the insulin wasn't subsidized.
No, it is subsidized. It is subsidized.
Ah, right.
Though it is a little bit weird with the needles. You can't get a repeat prescription on the needles, so you need to get those lots. But if you're poor, you get lots of other subsidies. I think you'll normally be okay if you're poor and have type 1 diabetes.
I actually thought that insulin wasn't subsidised here.
It's subsidised. If it's not, I purchased it in Australia non-subsidised because I was real lazy. Yeah. They subsidise it, but you have to get Medicaid.
Medicare. Yeah. I went to the doctor once in Australia. I had a nasty flu, and I had an interview the next day. I'm like, oh fuck! Like this.
Oh, I remember that one. That was at Google, right?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, like. And they were kind of like, yeah, this will cost you like more than $100. Yeah, I'm like, fuck it. I'll go to the supermarket and just like
stock up on drugs. Yeah,
have all the fucking over the counters.
Because you can get pseudoephedrine there. Oh, that was very tight. Did you see that? Look at the replay.
Oh yeah, it was just over. Just.
Are you safe, right? Well, not safe.
Not safe. He ran it. Just the tail.
Okay, oh, look at this guy. He's reversing.
Whoa.
Oh, okay, hang on. Oh my God. He reversed back because he was over the line, but didn't go back so far that he wouldn't be blocking the cyclist.
Fuck, it was real weird because I could see him reversing on this, which is delayed. And I was like, whoa, like, where's he reversing to? Looked over and there were just cars just driving past. Like,
he's
going to
die. He's going to die.
But yeah, a couple of seconds late.
Yeah. Pretty much just, because of the lack of subsidies on insulin pumps and continuous glucose monitors. Your health outcomes are a lot worse in New Zealand. But you won't die for a long time. You'll make it to 40 at least.
Anyway, love talking about your diabetes. We should probably
talk about...
That's
why they call me Diabetes Steve.
Some other thing, because we're not called the...
Diabetes Factor.
Diabetes. Oh my God.
Okay, I got this one.
We could do the Diabetes Factor and just give facts on diabetes.
I would run out pretty quick. It's not that interesting of a disease.
Yeah.
Twitter Jack hacked.
Did you know?
SMS whack. Sorry, that was my news.
I was just going to give a diabetes fact, but.
Okay, go ahead. Go give one.
Oh, you're putting me on the spot here. All right.
What do you know about it?
Did you know if someone is acting drunk,
they
might be having a diabetic attack?
Okay, true. I got a kind of one for you. Do you know if someone's acting drunk, they might be drunk?
They could be.
But yes, that's a good one. Yeah, people are like, whoa, this diabetic guy sure is acting crazy drunk for a work day. Let's fire him. Not the right thing to do.
I've seen it, that you do act easy.
Easy. You think I act drunk?
I've seen you act drunk before.
You use my diabetes as whenever I'm angry about something, which is pretty frequent.
Oh, you
you're
get
like,
angry.
Whoa, someone's got low blood sugar. Fuck you, my blood sugar's fine. I'm angry about this shitty situation. Check your blood sugar.
I do that a bit.
Check your blood sugar.
I do it so much as well. Like, you'll still be angry, and I'll be like, have you checked your blood sugar yet? I think I'm pretty sure you are.
And it makes me more angry. It's like when you say, whoa, look, they're going around a bus. Look.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Fucking.
Oh, my God, will the bus go around the bus? Oh, my God, the bus is going around the bus.
No, he's not.
No. He looked like he was about to.
He was peeking. He was peeking, getting a sneaky look out there. Getting a sneaky peek. It's like when you tell someone, whoa, just calm down. No one hears, whoa, just calm down, man, and thinks, oh, yeah, I should calm down. No, everyone's like, fuck you. I don't calm down. Anyway, my story here. Twitter Jack hacked back SMS whack. I made it rhyme.
That's one.
Oh, was it? Oh, easy.
Easy peasy.
I think we have all lost the bus count, by the way.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck is happening? We've got six.
We weren't looking
that much.
Is it
five or six? Yeah, it's six. Yeah.
We weren't looking, so. Okay, so Twitter, Jack. You know Twitter Jack? Jack, the man at Twitter?
Oh, the CEO. Top of Twitter. Yeah.
Jack Dorsey. He's like, he used to be a human, but now he's like super rich Silicon Valley elite, and he's like real out of touch about everything. And he's like, oh, I fast for 48 hours because it gives me clarity. And like, he's gone full crazy. Anyway, I mean, not full crazy.
I like the t-shirt I'm wearing. It reminds me of someone.
Who, me?
Do you know the logo?
Oh, is that the red one?
Nah, I don't know in the States, but he's like moved to someplace in Central America.
No.
And he owns some tigers.
Is it McAfee?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah.
That kind of reminds me of old Jack.
Oh, a little bit. It's like, yeah, Jack.
It's like the start of McAfee. Jack is like the start of McAfee.
Yeah, gone off the rails a little bit. Anyway, so he started tweeting some real racist shit the other day. His Twitter account started tweeting some real racist shit.
Yep, yep.
Turns out a bunch of kids got together and hacked his account. And yeah, boy.
It kind of reminds me of, you know, when that Senator Cruz.
Yeah.
He was tweeting out some porn.
But wasn't that?
He
was tweeting out gay porn,
actress,
right?
No, it wasn't gay porn.
Okay.
But the actress in the porn video looked like 100% identical to his wife.
Oh, yeah.
But he was like, no, it wasn't me. And he's like, real Christian. Nah, it wasn't me.
Don't watch porn, mate.
It was just someone.
Don't watch porn?
It was like, well.
In this case, this was definitely not Jack Dorsey. It was some kids.
I'm sure.
Beyond reasonable doubt. The kids, they did one of those, you know, greet tweets. You know the greet tweets?
Yeah.
I'd like to thank my friends Gregory McGreg Hacker.
Oh,
Queen.
Yeah. There were like heaps of hashtags. Like, 420
hash Hacker Squad.
They had some squad hacker squad name. Oh, yeah. We've got some LSD going on there.
I'll fix them up.
Fuck, imagine watching this while on LSD.
I don't know if I can make it through a whole episode, eh? Oh, maybe I would be able to. I don't know. I can't tell. No, God, now I'm just thinking. Oh, I don't even want to think about it.
Just take one at the start or like maybe at the pre-stream.
Yeah.
Let it kick in and then you'll be like.
I've done, I'm not going to incriminate myself too heavily on the bus factor. It is recorded. We'll talk later. Anyway, he got hacked and he got hacked through SMS swapping. Anyway.
What do we call this?
Fine.
He just didn't go forward.
So after Jack Dorsey got hacked.
Yeah, sorry.
Twitter has now magically. So you know how everyone's been like, make it so you don't have to have a phone number for 2FA. And everyone's been telling Twitter that for the last 3 years.
Yep.
Well, guess what? After their CEO got hacked, they decided to do that.
Yep.
Only took their CEO getting hacked and tweeting out racist shit before they were like, maybe we should remove that, guys.
They've just... I don't know. It's one of those things that, like, I just kind of put to the back of my mind. I'm like, Twitter's not care.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I also don't care. I just think it's real, like, hypocritical to be like, nah, it's fine, bro. Nah, it's fine. Oh, your CEO got hacked? I guess it's not fine now. And it's like, yeah, man, people have to deal with that.
I didn't realize they actually fixed it.
Well, they turned off the ability to tweet using SMS and are going through the process of, like...
Oh, yeah, because they had that, like, weird thing you could...
It was how Twitter started. Twitter used to be phone-based.
Oh, wow. I wasn't back there.
Yeah, so when I was using it, I would
literally... I know Facebook used to be able to, like,
text. Look at this fucking car here. What's he up to?
I don't know. Yeah, like two cars wanting to, like, just go through. Oh, he's in the bus lane, and there's a bus behind. Oh, my God.
He's in the bus lane. He's in the bus lane.
Fucking boosted. Did you see that?
I saw it. He was just like, fuck this. I'm out, bitches. Do you reckon it's someone who didn't mean to go in the bus lane and is now freaking the fuck out?
Yeah, probably.
Oh my God,
it might have been a fan.
Give him the beep.
It might have been a fan. Oh, are they like stuck now?
One of their tail lights is out as well. Their left tail light is out.
Oh, fucking report him.
That's how they always get the serial killers. Tail lights out.
Fuck, we should go on.
Okay.
There was a fucking crash.
Yeah, where was it?
Crazy crash. Thai Happy?
Yeah.
Was it Thai Happy? I don't know.
This is the Chinese tourists.
Yeah, bus crash.
I thought it was Rotorua or something.
NZ. Yeah, Rotorua sounds. It's close.
Bus crash in New Zealand. Is there an entire Wikipedia article about it? Oh, near Rotorua.
Oh my God, I thought that was Wiki, but nah.
Yeah. You know how Google does the info boxes? We thought it was like a bus crash in New Zealand Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
We could make it. Brutal crash, this one, actually.
Oh, yeah, crazy. Like, rolled down a fucking bank, like, heaps. Yeah. And people were just, like, wandering around.
20 people in
20 people in it. I think 6 died at the time.
Yeah, it's a lot, right?
Oh, yeah, here. One, this doesn't say how many people died, but, like, another person's died in the hospital. It's pretty fucking crazy. And, like, all tourists?
Yeah, I think that's how it normally happens. So we saw there was the bus full of Samoan students a while back. Because, of course, the people who are crashing in this way are normally travelling between cities.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be tourists.
Yeah, New Zealand national roads are pretty shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they're bad.
Single lane pretty much everywhere.
Yeah. And they're just, yeah, like really bad, really bad, badly maintained. And buses are already like, all of our buses are shitty as well. No, I'm not sure if the bus makes a big difference, actually, but...
Yeah. Well, probably especially for, like, touristy things, because they probably just use really shitty old buses.
Yeah.
Like, an intercity bus, probably reasonably well maintained.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, don't really hear about them crashing very often.
Yeah.
What else we got? XKCD forum was hacked. Is that what that one is? You wrote it up.
Yeah, so XKCD forums had a password breach.
Is it public? Have you got a copy of it?
Yeah, it's on haveibeenporn.com.
Yeah, but is it fucking an L key score?
I don't know.
I want a copy of it. We can hack some moves.
He mentioned it first.
Yeah.
Do you know what the number two, well, the second password in the dump is?
XKCD password.
Battery staple horse correct.
Oh. Real.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Yeah. For those of you that don't know, there was a XKCD comic on how to choose a good password.
And he was like, here's an example of a good password. Don't use it, though, because just use the steps we use, but not this one, guys.
Yeah. Basically, choose four random words and, like,
done. Mix and match and smash them and whack them.
Cool. Here's some bus drama.
Oh, okay.
With the mayor.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Oh, did you hear about the CEO as well? Of,
oh yeah, I didn't put that up. City council CEO,
not bus related, but
fired. No, not fired.
Resigned.
Resigned.
Also, so the funny thing about this,
I secretly already knew about that happening.
Wow.
He had the
option, right, of just not resigning, waiting for elections, and not putting himself forward again. But no, he.
No, CEO. So. Local elections. The thing is, we are voting for councillors and mayor.
Yeah, yeah, but hang on. Once they're elected, they pick a new CEO. Or they have the option of picking it. They appoint a CEO.
Do they actually?
Yeah, yeah, this was in the article. Someone pointed out that he had the option of taking what was called the soft resignation, which was, as part of that process, say, hey, I don't want to be part of that.
Yeah.
But no, he like just went full, fuck it, I'm not waiting for that.
He's the only staff member they can be like, you need a change.
I mean, I'm sure there's like influence, right? But yeah. I think that's the only one they appoint.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I think is, so the regional council has fucked up pretty royally on the buses. I'm sure we can all agree on that.
If we go and speak to some people who work there, I'm not sure everyone would agree.
Well, our views are different.
Yeah. So me and you can agree.
I'm sure the facts state that they've done a pretty shit job.
Well, there are some different opinions about the facts.
But the facts are there.
Well, yes, but we agree that some.
Oh yeah,
have
I was on
facts.
A bus just today. There was like 20 empty seats up the top, and he just drove past stops with people waiting.
Was there a bus behind you?
Nah.
Okay. Weird.
Yeah, I'm like. Random. He looked like he started trying to stop, but he was going too fast to stop safely, so he just like kept on going. I'm like.
Huh. Yeah, that's not great, but...
Yeah, kind of slam on brakes. Oh, can't slam on hard enough. I'll keep going.
Yeah. I can kind of understand that, but that's a pretty bad sign. That's,
but yeah, so regional council, we vote in a bunch of new councillors, and what happens? The same staff still there. The same
fucking in it. One went through a red light.
Yeah. The same people still there that fucking causes fucking mayhem. Nothing's going to happen to them. They haven't been fired yet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I'm with you, bud.
Like, yeah. They're not going to get fired. Like, the councillors are going to get in and be like, well, we can't really do much.
Yeah, I mean, it all goes back to the fucking POTM, isn't it? Mm. Well, public PTOM, sorry, yeah. Public Transport
but anyway,
Operating Model.
We got local elections coming up, and at the moment, there are Meet the Candidates. Have you heard of those?
Yeah, there's a few of them around, right?
Yeah, so the first one's happened this week.
Okay.
It's
like
Kindala.
A bus-relevant one somewhere. At some point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn, it got fucking heat. Tid.
At the Kindala one.
Yeah, at the Kindala one. And old Justin was like, oh, nah, nah, nah. And people were like talking about the Let's Get Wellington Moving thing.
Oh, people are getting salty about that now.
I'll wrap two stories up in this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so old Justin, he's just like, oh, yeah, we're focusing on the arterial routes. And people were like, what about all the fucking tiny streets in Wellington where buses can't get past and they're causing traffic jams? And he's like, well, we're focusing on the arterial things and that should just fix everything. And they're like, but what about the ones that there's already problems in? Turned into a fucking hour-long discussion. Wish I was there, but anyway. Anyway, in the meantime, Oh, Justin Lester, he's saying, well, there's this Let's Get Wellington Moving going.
Yep, yep.
And I can't promise anything in my next term.
Whoa, that's a bit presumptuous.
No, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, but it's presumptuous that he's going to have a next term.
Oh, yeah. He says if he's elected, nothing will happen in the next term. Well, like...
Well, okay. Hear me out, though.
He will make steps towards it.
Hear me out.
Now,
most politicians lie. Most politicians would just say, I will do this, and then not do it. Now, so
it kind of reminds me of this whole climate emergency thing where, like, they've declared it, and they're not doing anything.
Yep. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
And it's like, I didn't know IA, and I asked how many times has the, well, not quite this, but I mentioned the climate change lens.
Well, I don't know what that is.
So when Wellington City Council declared the emergency, they said, we're going to apply a climate change lens to everything we do.
Oh. Oh.
And I don't know. There was a leak on Arrow Street.
Yeah.
For a month before I got called, and they're like, oh, yeah, it got worse overnight, so we're going to send someone to fix it.
Yeah.
It's just like, took it until it got worse. So I estimated it lost about 5 liters of water just in, under the road.
A day?
Over the month.
Huh.
Maybe it was more. I don't know. I was being generous to them.
Okay, because I would say 5 liters of water is probably not that significant.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, like...
But it was a good test. My thing is, they took a month to even bother to even look at a leak.
How did they know it got worse then?
I don't know.
To know it gets worse, you have to know there's a certain amount before and a certain amount after.
They probably rely on people reporting it.
Yeah.
And people probably were like, whoa, it's getting like real gushing now.
Yeah. Is this the groundwater incident where you were like,
this,
we're like, it's groundwater, bro, it's groundwater.
That is a separate incident.
That's a separate incident.
We're not talking about that.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, I don't know. I was secretly hoping this leak on Arrow Street was still going to be there in a week, I think, which it potentially will be.
Yeah.
Because there's a Meet the Candidates in Arrow, which is close to me. So
I might
go down and ask a question of old Justin, being like, if you can't fucking fix a leak, how do we expect you to do this?
And he'll say, well, another one with the red light. Dig it up. You're going to knit.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But yeah, basically just
a dripping tap can waste 5 liters a day. That's so much. And to think, my hour-long showers, how many do they waste? Well, it's not wasting, really. It's using, isn't it, if I'm in the shower.
Oh, forever. Like if a dripping tap wastes 5 liters a day, then I think this is wasting a lot more than 5 liters in a month. Yeah. I was kind of like estimating, it could probably fill like a 250ml cup in a minute.
Okay, if it can... Hang on.
Oh, wait.
Severely messed up your math.
Yeah, 250. Oh, yeah.
That's a liter every 4 minutes.
Yeah.
You have, yeah, no. No,
I think it was 5,000 liters. Hold on. We can check. I did some math. I hope I got the...
A cup in a few minutes. Yeah, no, that's more than 5 liters. 5 kiloliters, maybe.
Yeah, I said 5 liters. Oops. Yeah, because 250.
Yeah.
50,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. What did I search? Minutes in a month. So it's around that many minutes, and it's filling up.
250 mils a minute, you reckon?
Yeah. So divide that by 4.
Why divide that by 4?
Because 4 times 250.
Okay,
is a liter.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't know how you got 5 liters there, bro, but that is...
10,000 liters.
11,000 kiloliters. Yeah, that's more. Should have stuck with 11. Yeah, lucky 11, right? Oh, wow. And we'll get a bunch more in the next few minutes. Interesting. That taxi is following real close to that car. Okay, well, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, go to the thing. Figure it
7,000 liters. All right. I think there was... 2 weeks. Oh, it's 2 weeks.
Five. Yeah, your 5 liter thing was.
Right. 5,000 liters.
Well, you're only off by a factor of literally 1,000. Oh, dude, don't do it now. Come on, finish the bus back there. It's got a few minutes left.
All right. I'll just make an amendment.
He's going to make an amendment being like, Actually, I meant 5,000 liters. Does it change the OAA?
Nah.
Okay, don't do it now. Come on, come on, just come on, come on. Let's finish it. What do we got left? Android Flipperoonie Bounty. If you check out Zerodium, it now costs more for an Android remote code execution bug than it does for an Apple iOS remote code execution bug. What does this mean for security? Not much. It means nothing much in practical terms, but it is interesting to see. Oh, a scooterist went through a red light. We don't have a scooter.
Oh, it's.
Yeah, we don't really have a thing for it. But still, what does it mean for security? Not much, but it is interesting to see the tables turning.
Oh, our remote reporter sent us through something.
Okay, well, let me just finish
about
this.
About half an hour ago. That's just the number 9 on the hazard board.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That one's a good one. It's a good one.
The one that the council agrees that there are some views that are misaligned with their views.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently WorkSafe's views and the contractor's views and just everyone's views in the city.
Yep.
I'm very salty tonight, aren't I?
Other news about iOS. Do you see the work Google's threat hunting group was finding about the iOS stuff? It was like real hardcore.
I don't think I did, sorry.
So Google did some research, found a bunch of websites distributing full iOS like infection O-Day targeting Uyghur Muslims in China. Wow. And remote, of course. Is a bunch of full exploit chains. Anyway, that's what's driven this big conversation about Android and iPhones recently about costs of exploits and that kind of thing. Calvin Klein's views, isn't it?
It's not Calvin Klein's views. This is not a councillor's view, and it's from the regional council, not the city council.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of shitty people involved in this
story.
Should
I fucking name drop some people?
Well, I don't know. Maybe not,
people
maybe not
with
right
different
now.
Views. I don't know. If you read my FYI thing, there will be some name drops in there. It's basically all the senior management at the regional council.
Last thing I want to say, B-Sides Perth is on next week, 2 weeks away. So if you're in the Australian region, well, B-Sides Perth is on.
Maybe what's happening about it?
What's happening about it?
Yeah.
I accidentally wrote up a second word there that should not have been there. I don't know how. Did someone else write that up? Or did I? It's my handwriting.
Oh, it looks like it might not be your handwriting.
I think I did write it up. It's more mine than yours.
B-Sides Perth. Yeah. Drama class.
Drama class, yeah. Calvin Klein's, Cleston Chew's, Petting Zoo's. Anyway, that's it for me. You got anything?
No. Fucking 6 on the dot, mate. And we started like 2 minutes.
Okay, well, I'll try and find...
Shall we just play...
You literally just took the microphone away from your mouth then.
Yeah, I know. What we should do is...
Oh, hang on. Tell me about this before you do. Why are you going to play the intro?
Well, because we've only played it twice. All right, I'll stop it.
It's pretty quiet. It's not too bad. But
yeah, I didn't do it.
So you're not going to be here next week. I'll try and find a guest. We'll see if we can find a guest. If not, maybe I just won't do it. I'm pretty lazy like that. Who knows? Anything can happen.
If you don't get a guest, I might come down and do it.
Yep.
Might.
When are you going to start drinking? 12? 11?
Early.
Earlier than 11?
Nah, probably like 12. Oh. Probably like, I don't know, 1 or 3.
Like,
I'm old.
No. Not that early. Maybe midday. Midday I'll skid over.
I'm old.
Yeah. I know you are, buddy.
Yeah, maybe like 3. I'll fucking turn up here at fucking 4 being like, oh!
There we are. Pepe, you just got another sound out of him. Add that to the soundboard. Add it to the soundboard. Anyway.
Fucking 9. That's not enough buses.
We should count that. Look at him. He's about to go.
Yeah.
Okay, after this cycle.
I haven't seen it, but
well,
yeah.
It's kind of like, come on, fucking, come on, red light, come on. Come on.
Man,
come on.
It looks like real bleak out there.
Has anyone got a
10?
Did anyone get 10?
I'll scroll back up.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Pepe is 10.
Oh, Pepe wins this week. Good luck. Oh, he's 12. He was 12, he said.
Wait, no, Pepe's 10.
Where'd you see that? 10 is my guess. Yeah, Pepe, we checked. It literally says in the chat, 10 is my guess.
I don't think I had 12.
Yeah, you had 12. Pepe had 10. Yeah.
Boom. Yeah,
you win,
fucking
Pepe.
Right. We'll send the prize out to you.
Wait, hang on. We could get 11 if we wait for one more cycle.
Oh, my God. It's like last week.
Come on.
He'll move. Nah, okay. He'll move. Yeah.
Hey, hope everyone had a good week this week, and we might see you next week. We'll see how it goes. Stay bussy.
Stay bussy, Wellington.
Boost Factor.
Lip, 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 lip.
Oh, yeah.
Lip, 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 lip.
Lip Boost Factor.
Oh, yeah.